This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time to return a little logic and common sense to our Congress, and making sure Democrats aren't in there would be an easiest step for that, because they clearly possess neither logic or common sense. But here's a little bit from Senator Mike Lee in clip 8.
We're $33 trillion in debt for one reason. We're doing it wrong. This is how we do it. This is how we spend in Washington. We tie every single spending item to every other spending item, and then members of Congress are told you've got to pass all of it in order to get any of it. You want to fund the troops, you want to fund Social Security, you want to fund this, that, or the other, then you have to fund everything else in between with no opportunity for individual input. So this comes about usually as we approach the end of a spending period, as we now are. On September 30th, we'll run out of money at midnight. At some point in the days leading up to that, typically what will happen is this. Small handful of appropriators will write something up with a push from the law firm of Schumer, McConnell, McCarthy, and Jeffries. And it will materialize. Just shazam, here you go. From out of nowhere, here it is. Usually there's just a few hours to go. You've got to pass this thing. And if you don't, there will be a shutdown. If there's a shutdown, we will blame you for that. But hey, vote how you want. You will have no opportunity to amend this. You will have no opportunity to read it, to understand what's in it, to share it with your constituents, to object to it, to improve it, to cut it. Nothing. So the law firm of Schumer, McConnell, Pelosi, Schumer, McConnell, McCarthy, and Jeffries keeps changing the law firm. It keeps running the bills. And what happens is almost every member of Congress is cut out of that process. And what that means is that the hundreds of millions of people that most members of Congress represent are in turn cut out of the process. This process will continue. And its deadly deficit and debt ushering consequences will continue to devastate America until it no longer works. But it will work as long as members vote for this. Yeah. It's time for the American people to expect more. It's time to expect an actual process and for members of Congress to have a say.
So there you go. Summarized quite well, I would say, by Mike Lee in that clip. And so this is what we're up against, and they're going to try to do it again, whether they get this continued resolution or not. That's what the swamp is going to do again. They wait till the final hour, they present the bill, and they say, sign it, or veterans don't get money, and these groups don't get money, and these groups don't get money. So it's like a hostage negotiation. And then members of Congress know, well, gee, if I don't vote for this, now I'm going to get attacked by it. The big Republican money machine, the big Democrat money machine, the big media machine is going to attack me saying, I didn't vote for veterans. I didn't vote for health care. I didn't vote for this. And they're afraid that's going to cost them. So they vote for it. This is corruption in our Congress. This is how it's been going for my entire life. And who writes these bills? How do they always appear just moments before the vote is needed? The good faith fight and effort being put forth by Matt Gaetz in this exposure and this attempt to stop this from happening again needs to be supported. And I'm glad at least now that he has a voting block in the House of 19 Republicans that are not going to vote for this continued resolution, because would you rather shut down the government, which means it's not going to be shut down, folks. They're still going to have wide open borders. They're still going to fund the war in Ukraine. It's like Zelensky today. This is how absurd it is. Zelensky is speaking to the UN today about how we need to stop man-made climate change. This guy is causing more climate change than anybody else with his war. Do you think war is good for the climate? The productions of the materials and the tools and then the bombs and then the actual fighting and everything and the tanks and the airplanes. Is that good for the climate, Zelensky? So he asked for more money for war, and then he says we need to do more to stop climate change. These people are clowns. I'm sick of our planet being run by clowns. So let's give them a fake government that they can run so that they can stop hurting people. Royce White hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. It'll be right back after this.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
To take over here on the Alex Jones Show. I want to cover something real quickly. This week at NFL football stadiums, we had two deaths. One individual on Thursday Night Football from a heart attack. And this stuff does happen. We're talking about stadiums full of a bunch of people. I mean, I'm not going to leap it to any conclusions about the vaccine causing it. But, okay, I think there's fair reason to be concerned. You had then a fight at a game between the Patriots and the Dolphins where there was a fight and an individual who died of cardiac arrest, it's being reported, after getting hit in the head. And so there's a couple tragic cases here where, first of all, why are we fighting at a football game and killing one another at a football game? And then it's, well, why did this individual have to go into cardiac arrest after being involved in a fight at a football game? So there's multiple levels of this tragedy, quite frankly. And I said this and I learned this at a young age being in sports media that, wow, if we had the same passion for freedom and truth and justice and the future of our country as we do for sports, we probably would not be in the dire situations that we are in today. And if we had professional athletes and others in the sports media that were willing to tell the truth, like our next host, Royce White, we would probably be in a better position defending our freedoms in this country as well. Now, Royce White joins me and takes over the show from here. But I wanted to be here to pitch it to Royce because, first of all, as far as I know, Royce, you're the only professional athlete that has voiced support for my case, and so I wanted to personally thank you for that. And I wanted to kind of give you a little segue here and get your knowledge out there for the audience, because obviously I came from sports media. I still have a lot of friends in sports media. As you know, sports media and athletes, they intertwine. Sometimes there's even some relationships there. And so I was confirmed with multiple reports that there were some murmurs on football sidelines this weekend about my case. There were some murmurs in broadcast booths this weekend about my case. But you were the only individual that actually said anything publicly about it, so I wanted to personally thank you. But I wanted to get your take on this as I hand the reins over to you. Folks, there are patriots in professional sports. There are. They are on the fields. They are in the locker rooms. They are in the media. You just don't hear from them as much. So, Royce, you're one of the most outspoken. We appreciate you for that. And I hope other athletes and maybe the younger generation of athletes will take from your role and your leadership in the free speech and the fight for truth and justice in our country, because I really think that that cultural impact will be felt to help save our freedoms and the future of this country. So, Royce, thank you, and you take over from here.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Godspeed. Godspeed to you. The great Owen Scheuer, ladies and gentlemen, this is your host here for the hour, Royce White. I'm glad to be introduced by a man who's put in a lot of work and a lot of effort to fight for freedom and speak the truth against the power of the establishment. We wish, Godspeed to Owen and everything that's taking place right now. We're all living in dangerous times where the banana republics and kangaroo courts are just as dangerous to us as they've shown themselves to be toward him. And I reject all of these court proceedings that have taken place in the January 6th situation in the most general sense, just because I understand how duplicitous it all is. But Owen specifically, and we thank Owen for the work he's continued to do, and our prayers and thoughts are with you here in Minnesota, here in the belly of the beast, so to speak. And Owen, you know, what Owen's saying couldn't be more accurate. Not only are there patriots in our professional sports, not only are there patriots who are leaders, natural born leaders, leaders that could be a real force for good in our country and around the world. I would say there's a big number of them. The gatekeepers, as Ice Cube called them, the gatekeepers have created a culture where athletes know instinctively the way we were groomed, the way we were brought up, the way we were trained when it comes to media, when it's the things we're told about the potential of success in our career. We were brainwashed and groomed to not say the thing that could cost us opportunity, professional opportunity or economic prosperity. We were taught that. Don't say anything that could potentially ruin your money. Don't ruin the deal before the deal is even presented to you. Give yourself a chance, right? That's really the pitch of this entire globalist establishment. And it's no wonder they found such simpatico with professional sports and professional athletes, because nobody is incentivized through money and economic, individual economic prosperity more than your professional athlete. And even more so to double down on this point, understand that the hyper commercialization of professional sports was the conduit for it being the puppet of globalism. And so too is the case for the rest of capital markets, capital gains, corporations, and the entire economy, the entire network of companies that make up this great American economy and the global economy, right? And you see it with CEI, right? Corporate Equality Index, Equality Index. You see what's going to happen. The Fed and all of the financial institutions that preside over us are going to start to make it very, very difficult to find operating capital and funding for your business if it reaches a certain size, if you don't play ball with their political ideology. And that's InfoWars, and InfoWars has been fortunate enough and courageous enough to stay out there in the void, in the wilderness, and find their way to fund their own campaign through your great contributions and for the InfoWar audience all around the world, and been able to sustain themselves that way. And it's not by accident that the establishment, this mainstream media, liberal mainstream media industrial complex, has demonized Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team, including Owen, because they've been able to have success and find success out there in the wilderness away from the funding and influence of all of these corporate oligarchs. And I pray every day, and I minister every day to young professional, young athletes who are coming up, who may in fact become professional athletes in the future, but professional athletes that I still know today that are in there, that don't believe in this agenda, that don't believe in this ideology, but in some cases feel trapped, in some cases don't know enough information to feel confident to make a definitive statement on certain matters. And I try and give them permission, just as an Owen Scheuer and an Alex Jones have given me permission to speak out on the things that many people would say sound crazy. That's why my podcast, Please Call Me Crazy, is titled just that. Being called crazy in this generation is something we should wear as a badge of honor, because we live in crazy times. We're going to get into a lot of stuff over the course of today's show. I really wanted to talk about one particular political poll that I think is definitive of the times we live in. That would be when the Democrats, I think it was Rasmussen, this was 2022, late 2022, so early last year, we're headed into the new year, but hey, time flies. That's another thing we got to be clear about. Time flies, especially when things are crazy and chaotic. But late in 2022, I believe Rasmussen had a poll that said that stated 60% of Democrats who took the poll were in favor of locking the unvaccinated in their homes forcibly through government fiat. That if you didn't choose to get vaccinated, you could in fact be jailed. You could face criminal penalty. And we know where that leads. You know, if you can face criminal penalty for leaving your home, then you effectively have created the pathway for the government to forcefully lock you in your home. Right. And we saw that in China where apartment buildings were actually boarded up and nailed shut. And we saw the horrific videos there in certain provinces in China where individuals had been locked in their homes for so long. They were, in fact, on their balcony screaming in a sort of manic hysteria. So we're going to look at that question about being forcibly locked in your homes if you're unvaccinated due to the fact that COVID is surely coming back around full tilt from the establishment. See you.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club. Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Patriots and truth tellers everywhere. I'm your host, Royce White, for the hour here at InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I was fortunate enough to have the great handoff today from Owen Schroyer. And before I talk about my central point for today's show, which was the poll that Democrats, 60% of Democrats said they were in favor of forcefully locking the unvaccinated in their home, something that kind of flew under the radar for the mainstream, not by mistake, but has somewhat been under prioritized for us as American citizens and how we discuss this current political dichotomy or polarization, as everybody wants to call it. I don't really think there's a polarity at all. I think people just aren't paying good enough attention. And Owen was good enough to mention how sports has become a great distraction. And I'm a professional athlete myself still to this day. And I support Owen in his case. And it's not just because I know Alex, and it's not just because I'm a co-worker or peer of Owen in this movement and more importantly on this network. It's because what's taking place with the entire January 6th narrative is completely and utterly dishonest in every single way. And I can't say it enough. It's hard to even talk about it, so dishonest, really. But effectively, you know, what I said last week on the podcast, I think is, you know, can't be stated enough. When it comes to January 6th, regardless of what took place on that day, regardless of who was intimately involved or had prior knowledge to the events that occurred, despite whatever intelligence agencies were also involved in provoking certain situations on that day, despite the incompetence from the people who were set to be in charge of security and all of the, despite all of that, let's talk about the cultural essence of the message that came out of January 6th. And this is I think his name is Bernie Thompson. He was in charge of the January 6th committee. I believe his name is Bernie Thompson. Anyway, the narrative that came from all of our D.C. elites that all American citizens should be focused on, that all American citizens should take seriously, the message was very clear. No matter what D.C. elites do, no matter what your elected officials do, no matter what the federal government does, no matter what the swamp does, no matter what congressmen and women or senators or presidents or vice presidents or anybody else does, never should they be afraid of the people. It's just fundamentally un-American. This is fundamentally unconstitutional. It's an unconstitutional view of American citizenship and American governance. Our leaders, our elected officials, our government should always be afraid of the people, especially when there is a preponderance of frustration and anger from the people towards their government. When the people feel cheated, when the people feel wronged, when the people feel manipulated or misled, when the people feel lied to or exploited, yes, the government should fear its people. Anybody who tells you anything different is playing fast and loose with what it means to be American, the American Constitution, American citizenship, and American governance, usually and not shockingly, for their own gain, for their own advantage to retain the power of the corrupt status quo and their elitism within it. That's what the message is to Owen Schroyer. If you become If you become big enough as a voice in alternative media that we don't work with to create an accepted narrative, if you become big enough in that and you have enough influence on people to help them understand the value of their citizenship, the true nature and power of their rights, and if that ever comes to be a threat to us, we will take you out. It's under that level of manipulation and dishonesty that I'm in full support of Owen. And there's no mainstream media liberal cuck that's going to make me feel ashamed or tell me otherwise. They can call Alex Jones crazy. They can call Owen crazy. They can call the entire InfoWars team white supremacists. Here I am, a black man, and they let me host all the time. Now, they'll say I'm the exception, that Alex is only using me because I'm a black man who will peddle the same narrative. No. No, 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 no. Alex and I may agree on some things. We don't agree. We may disagree on some things. We don't disagree on much, but we may disagree on some things. But I believe, and you know, it's kind of a bastardization of the black man to tell him that the only reason he is aligned with white supremacists is because he'll peddle their narrative. Like, I don't actually believe in it. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't think Jean-Pierre doesn't believe what she's saying. I think she believes what she's saying. I think Ilhan Omar believes what she's saying. I think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez believes what she's saying. I think Cory Booker believes what he's saying. I think Barack Obama believes what he's saying. These people are communists. They're globalists, but they're communists. Or they're communists, but they're globalists, however you want to say it. They're secularists. They're anti-Americanists. However you want to say it, they believe in the ideology, and we need to get very clear about that. I think we're long past the point. You know, you reach a point where somebody has to be so committed to a thing that whether they truly believe in it or not, the net result is still the same. I can say with 100% confidence here in front of you now, I believe in what we're talking about here. I believe in the danger of globalism. I believe in the threat of tyranny from global governance. I believe in the threat of tyranny from dystopian technocratic governance. I believe in the danger and threat of undermining the value of American citizenship. I believe in the dangers of the threat of undermining the United States Constitution. I believe in these things. This isn't a gimmick. This isn't an act. This isn't a grift, as they would say. I actually believe in it. Yeah, I believe in having a country. I believe in having fair court cases that aren't politically weaponized or targeting. I believe in letting people speak their mind. Hey, if you want to run out in the streets and talk about transgenderism, go ahead. Just don't tell me what we can say in response. Just don't tell Owen what he can say in response to the tyranny of a federal government, an outgrown and grandiose federal government. Some of us actually believe in the work that we're doing. And some of us believe in it because the threat and the danger is very real. And yes, I agree with Owen 100% when he says that American sports has become a stabilizing distraction to the American people. And we should look at a game like Colorado versus Colorado State and see that a team is down. Even though they were picked to win, they were the favorite by about 20 points. But hey, predictions are only as good as predictions until the game is actually on. The game was on and they ran into some adversity and they were down. Colorado was down in that game, but they found a way to fight through the adversity and come back with some help from the opponent where they made some bad mistakes down the stretch. We need to have the same conviction today, and that's what we can draw from American sports. Surrendering the individual, surrendering the ego and the pride for a greater result. And we need it now more than ever. Stay through to the other side. I want to talk about this.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant, and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
White here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I am so honored to be able to have this hour and to be able to continue to share my thoughts and ideas on this platform with you all, the InfoWars audience, which is the most spiritually awake audience in the entire world, in my opinion, and I'm thankful to Alex Jones for building this great platform, this great audience, this great conversation. Thank you to Owen Scheuer for your continued work. Free Owen Scheuer from the kangaroo court process in this banana republic. Owen made a fantastic point, and I want to double down on that point about sports being a distraction and that there are patriots that are in professional sports in our country, in America, that we need now more than ever to stand up. Why? You know, much, and this is why the conservative movement is losing. This is why we've lost the country. We've underestimated the importance and the value of celebrity, the importance and the value of entertainment, the importance and the value of leadership. And make no mistake about it, what you see these athletes do from a physical standpoint, these people are spatial geniuses. And I don't mean to toot my own horn, but if you've ever watched me play basketball, some of you don't even watch basketball, but if you ever seen me play basketball, there's a certain spatial genius that is as surreal, as supernatural, as extraordinary as you can possibly witness, which is why so many people clamor to sports, because it's a God-given ability that brushes right up against the ceiling of divinity. And I don't say that lightly, because I'm a Christian, and I run the risk of crossing over into you know, what many would consider heresy when I say a thing like that. But honest to God, I mean, if you see some of these athletes and the way they move and the things they're able to do, there was a God-given talent that was bestowed upon them and granted to them that truly is amazing. And it's no wonder why people clamor to it. And it's also no wonder why the globalist establishment has went out of its way to secure and monopolize these type of individuals to peddle and propagandize all of their political agendas. Oh, and spot on. We need more athletes. We need athletes now more than ever to stand up and speak the truth. And if they do so, when they do so, I believe it's coming. I mean, slowly but surely, people are starting to break away from this agenda. When they do so, we will have a pool of leaders, the likes of which we've never seen before. Never before in history. And even if you go back to the 60s, Muhammad Ali was probably the best example of somebody who really spoke out against the establishment and used his spotlight, his celebrity, to affect the broader social narrative and dialogue at a global level. When Muhammad Ali was at a global level, number one, we were in a war with Vietnam, but number two, boxing is a very global sport. We have that ability, but even more so, there is a genius, a spatial genius, a sort of energetic connection that athletes have to have, especially those of us who perform in front of huge audiences of people. I can't explain what the transfer of energy. I was just telling one of my family members the other day, recollecting my time at Iowa State University, the great Iowa State, where you saw President Donald Trump go and visit recently, and you hear the chants of USA, USA. I'm happy to see that my fellow Cyclone brothers and sisters there have some sense about them and are willing to speak their mind out in the public square. We certainly support Donald Trump's presidency in 2024. Not because of him personally, but because of the movement, this idea of American nationalist populism and retaking our country back and rebuilding the value of our citizenship. But I was talking about my time at Iowa State and what it felt like to hit a game-winning shot against Kansas State in Hilton, right, and feeling that Hilton magic, right, for lack of a better term. You know, magic is paganism, and you know, I understand that. But the point is that when a community gets invested in the outcome of a certain endeavor and everybody's in the same place at the same time, and their focus is tuned in on the same movements and the same moments, the outcome is pandemonium. And when you have that rare opportune time to be hanging on to the ball, dribbling the ball, winding the clock down, and the game is tied, and you're at the end of regulation, and you get to take that game winning shot, and you can feel the air, you know, you can feel the entire arena sort of hold their breath as the ball leaves your hands, and you can hear that pop, that explosion when it goes through the net, and you realize how rare of a moment that is. There's something special about that. There's something incredibly special about that, and it's something that only athletes really understand. Right? Even musicians, you know, musicians, the difference between sports, professional sports, and live concerts or music is that we don't know what the script is. Musicians, they have sound check, they have rehearsal, and over the course of, let's say, 60 live shows across a tour, they kind of have a sense of what's going to happen. So they can manipulate. They can use their foresight or their predetermined role in the theater of the thing to spark a certain response. Not athletes. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we seldom know when that ball leaves our hands. Is it going in or not? And nobody else knows either. And that's why sports is so entertaining. That's why people gravitate to sports so much. And it's why we need to encourage our athletes to stand up and speak the truth. It's why I was very, very happy to speak on behalf of Owen and supporting him against this kangaroo court. And I encourage all the athletes to speak their mind and first research. Have the self-awareness to know what you don't know, but then also have the seriousness and the self-confidence to want to know more and believe that you can find the information you need to have a well-rounded opinion. That's valuable in the public square. Much of what's happened to our professional athletes and many of our public figures across the spectrum, across industries, is they've all been made to believe that they shouldn't have an opinion or that they don't have an expertise that allows them to have an opinion. And that's another gripe against that they have against Alex and Owen. You're not credentialed enough to speak about any of these things. Well, how many times have the experts led us astray? I mean, right now, these experts who say that they're working on behalf of our overall prosperity and well-being are hurling us towards a nuclear exchange with Russia. I mean, we're hurling straight for a nuclear war. And their rationale is Vladimir Putin won't do it. I mean, they're literally playing chicken with countless number of American lives, but also lives around the world of this global community. They claim they're trying to protect this global citizenship. They say they're trying to build up. But in doing so, they have no problem running people all across the world into a potential nuclear exchange, nuclear war. This is who we're dealing with. This is the expertise they want you to trust in. They want to tell you Royce and Owen and Alex and anybody else doesn't have the credentials to speak on matters this sophisticated or complex. Well, what's so complex about this? We don't want to go to nuclear war with Russia. Ukraine is not a big enough or serious enough fight for us all to go to nuclear war. It's not right. It's not reasonable. It's not rational. It's not honest. It's not honest. And they want to keep all of us in the Ferris wheel on the amusement park of dishonesty. And the athletes lead the show. You know, don't think about nuclear war. Don't think about the military-industrial complex or the role of the banks and energy and how this whole thing plays out on the world stage and the people that it sacrificed in the process. Just focus on the game. Well, the athletes can change that. The athletes can use their spotlight, use their celebrity to stand up at the moment when everybody's watching and say, this is what's important. And that's what I continue to do, and it's why the mainstream media doesn't want you to know who I am.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Happy to be hosting this hour here on the Alex Jones Show on the InfoWars channel. If you get a chance, please go and check out my Please Call Me Crazy page on Band.video. If we can, we can put that link in the description there in the control room. I am fortunate enough to have the great Alex Jones allow me to have a page here on Band.video in case the new technocracy feels it necessary to censor me, which they've already begun to do. I've been suspended from Twitter still, even though Elon Musk has taken over and revamped the platform. I was suspended on Instagram 3 times in the last 2 weeks, all of which resulted in them saying you were suspended or disabled by mistake. And they let me back on Instagram after I threatened to sue them for election tampering of a senatorial candidate. I've also had my audio platforms impeded, tampered with multiple times. So Alex has been kind enough to allow me to back all my content up on Band.video. So check that out if you get a chance. If you go to Royce White, you should be able to find my page. If not, we'll try and put the link in the description, and there you can keep up with the podcast on Band.video if you want to. Also, you can find the podcast on YouTube for now at 9 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usually. Sometimes I throw in an extra day during the week if something comes up and I feel the need. We're available on all audio platforms, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google Play, and iHeartRadio, as well as you can catch us on, every evening that the podcast is streaming on War Room's Getter page over there with the great Steve Bannon, Maureen Bannon, and Grace Chong, the War Room Getter page and the War Room Rumble page as well. Doing very well on the War Room Rumble page. I think we're averaging like 75,000 to 100,000 views a show every night over on that platform. So that's great. I am running for Senate. I made my announcement before, but I'm making it again, and hopefully Alex Jones will have me on the show in the near future when I get my launch video ready so we can have a huge day on the first day that the site is up and live. The site is under construction, I mean, is nearly completed. It's under construction right now, but it's nearly completed and almost ready to go. We were touching up the last efforts on the video so that we can launch the site and get the traffic that we need to kick the campaign off. But my Senate campaign here in this great state of Minnesota against Amy Klobuchar is really going to be a door-to-door grassroots effort in the state of Minnesota, in the outstate, but also in the belly of the beast here in Minneapolis. Dr. Scott Jensen lost his gubernatorial race by 200 to 400,000 votes, if you believe the count, which many of you are right not to. I certainly don't believe that the count is 100% accurate. But even so, these elections that are coming up now are going to be just as much spiritual as they are mathematical. And I say that because, again, black people or the demographical makeup of the inner city and the metropolitan area has become the revolving door to justify rigged elections. Right. When the clock strikes 12 and the clock strikes midnight, any number of votes can come in from the metropolitan area and be justified as Democrat because, hey, all black people vote Democrat or all big city people vote Democrat. So we as conservatives, as Republicans, as American nationalist populists and MAGA patriots need to understand our ministry is going to be more important. It's going to be important. More important this election than any other time in American history. And we need to evangelize and we need to minister the value of nationalist populism in these big city areas so that if the elections are rigged, if the elections are tampered with, if the elections are not secure and cheating takes place in 2024, that the American people will be left with that feeling in their mind and in their heart. And I guess that kind of sentiment and strategy also stems from my time as a sportsman, because there are many instances where you feel like you're being cheated by the refs, that the refs aren't calling the game straight. And we've certainly seen that. Anybody who watches sports or has been to a sporting event, you can certainly get that feeling. And in some cases, the referees do have a personal vendetta against a given team or a coach or whatever the case may be. And in those moments, you can never quit because you're being cheated or because you're being officiated governed unfairly. The only thing to do is to fight as hard as you can and leave the people watching with no doubt that you were cheated. Leave them feeling the same way that you feel. That's valuable. And that is how revolution, real, genuine, authentic, and fruitful revolution bubbles up. It doesn't bubble up by manufacturing woke revolution in the universities. That's really this esoteric and generic catharsis for revolution, right? Where if we can add up all the digits on our identity politics calculator or marginalized groups calculator, then somehow we've reached nirvana, or as many of these Judeo-Buddhists would have you believe. It doesn't work like that. How it works is you fight against the momentum of tyranny until your last breath. And when you take your final breath, when the people that love you, that care about you, that believe in you, see you take that final breath, they are left with the feeling of being cheated and being taken from and being wounded. And that is a basis in which real revolution can take place. Good revolution. Not all revolution is good. Not all revolution is good. But some revolutions are necessary. Some revolutions are necessary, and we certainly seem to be living in times such as that right now. So to end today, you know, I want to go back to my point, you know, from the beginning of the show in talking about this Rasmussen poll that sort of flew under the radar for a lot of people, or at least it hasn't been the focus of even conservative media outlets as time has gone on. The further we get from a particular story, the more likely people are to just sort of ignore it. Well, I think the number one thing alternative media needs to do, which Alex Jones has done such a great job of and is why he's built an incredible platform and conversation at InfoWars, is to refer back to the material that's most pertinent. It's not time sensitive. There is no time limit on information that's pertinent. We should double down, triple down, quadruple down on the information that matters the most until we get answers. There is no news cycle. I mean, the whole idea of a news cycle is kind of a fugazi to begin with. There is no news cycle. The news cycle itself is just a way to tell you, hey, that information that was important that you should have paid more attention to is now a thing of the past. And this Rasmussen poll, where Democrats polled that 60% that they were in favor of locking the unvaccinated in their home, is the most important American political poll in recent memory, certainly in my lifetime, but that I'm even aware of in the last 100 years, maybe. I mean, they promote themselves as being such a sane and reasonable ideological movement. But I think most people, in all fairness, can look at that type of poll and see with clarity. Not only isn't it reasonable, but there's a majority. There's a strong majority of people who hold these unreasonable beliefs. And they would say that we have the unreasonable beliefs, that myself being unvaccinated is an unreasonable belief or an unreasonable way to live. But the idea that you could lock an American citizen, a free American citizen, in their home for not taking the vaccine is absolutely un-American. And it's inhuman. It's inhumane. It's ungodly. It's unfair. It's completely and utterly wrong in every sense of the word. And every adult in the room, as they like to say, you know, the adults are back in the room. Every adult in the room should understand that this type of political ideology is not about democracy. It's not about upholding or preserving democracy. It's not about upholding or preserving the rule of law. This is about tyranny. This is about tyranny. And to end here, I want to say we have a decision to make in this country. First, economically, do we want to live in a debt society or an equity society? Not diversity, equity, and inclusion equity, but economic equity, ownership. Do we want to live in a society where we are in debt, forever indebted, which effectively makes us slaves, or we have equity? Equity comes from production. We have to produce things. We have to bring our manufacturing home. That's what I'm going to be working on when I hit the Senate floor in 2024. And the second question, and this may be even more importantly, is what do we really believe freedom means? We all have to ask ourselves now, what do we believe freedom means? Our founding fathers famously said, give me freedom or give me death. Well, they promote freedom as the escape from death. Freedom is the acceptance that death is the inevitable outcome. And what do I do with my time being free? Thank you. Godspeed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.